There are many of us that begin following a diet, a training regimen, or a workout routine simply because we wanted to lose weight. But following a ketogenic diet can be beneficial for your entire body and your life holistically. It's only in the last several years that it has become a pivotal topic of discussion over other diets. Scientists are discovering a number of health benefits from keto, ranging from boosting brain power to helping with type 2 diabetes, reducing cancer risk, and extending one's health span and lifespan. So the health benefits of a keto lifestyle go far beyond weight loss. There are several other benefits and implications that you should strongly consider. We'll talk about it in just a bit. Welcome to Eat, Live, Love, Train. It's not a tagline, it's a lifestyle. And a community of individuals devoted to food, wine, and wellness. I'm your host, Chef Shannon, executive chef, certified sommelier, and certified wellness coach. Also, proud Air Force veteran. Hashtag gratitude. As you listen, this will be one of the best moments of your week, where you're entertained like a stand-up, educated like a TED Talk, and enlightened like a sermon. If you're new around here, welcome. You can find me at eatlivelovetrain.com. Feel free to like, share, and subscribe. You can listen over at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa TuneIn, Pandora, and Google Podcast. I appreciate you. And if you got something on your mind, feel free to DM me on Instagram at eatlivelovetrain. And if you're not new, then you already know how we get down around here. If you would like to be a part of the Food, Wine, and Wellness Tribe and get routine updates and notifications on pop-ups, live streams, promos, members-only exclusive videos, podcasts, and or giveaways, be sure to get on the list to receive the newsletter. You don't want to miss out on opportunities that will enhance your kitchen game, hosting skills, food and wine persona, and bring added value to both your personal and professional relationships overall. You can sign up to get all these updates at eatlivelovetrain.com/newsletter. Now, there are those of us that have been on our ketogenic journey and weight loss journey for quite some time, and then there are those of you that are new. Nevertheless, I want you to consider and understand and know and look forward to that there are many, many more health benefits that far exceed the weight loss benefit. There's several, in fact, but I'm not going to name a dozen. I could go deep and wide, but I'm not going to go that far. But I'm going to talk about some key ones. And the first one I want to talk about is your mental state, your brain health. Now, there are many keto followers that claim that they're able to concentrate better and feel sharper while eating and following a keto diet. Now, while that may anecdotally be true for some, researchers keep studying how keto affects the brain, in particular overall function, cognitive performance, memory, and reducing age-related decline, such as Alzheimer's disease. Now, our brain is made up of 60% fat, so why not feed it the nutrients it's made up of? More than just eating fat, it's when you're in a state of ketosis, when you rely on fat as your main source of fuel rather than sugar, that has a significant impact on your overall brain health. Being in a state of ketosis, it increases BDNF. Now, you guys know, if you've been rocking with me for a while, you know I talk about BDNF and cover it often. But if you're new here, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which encourages the growth of new neurons, improves plasticity, and enhances pathways in the brain. Neuroplasticity, your ability to learn and learn fast. Neuroplasticity, your ability to develop new neurons so that you can learn new things fast. The ability to stretch your mind deep and wide as you learn new things. Now, this is important because we're in a new age now, and we have been for quite some time. And so you have individuals that are leveling up and are learning new skill sets. And that ability to learn is going to make them much more competitive in the marketplace. Now, a ketogenic diet has also been linked to an improvement in Alzheimer's symptoms, since ketones can lower brain inflammation and have the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier, providing more effective fuel for your brain. The second benefit beyond weight loss is that it helps improve your sleep. Now, in the short term, following a keto diet might negatively impact your sleep if you're not consuming foods that contain L-tryptophan, which is converted into serotonin, a brain chemical that helps you fall asleep. In turn, serotonin is used to make melatonin, which helps regulate your body's natural clock to prepare for sleep. Low-carb friendly foods that contain tryptophan include salmon, poultry, spinach, seeds, and nuts, just to name a few. By the way, if you want to see me put this into practice and into play, be sure to check out the new cooking channel, Eat TV, Eat, Live, Love, Train TV, launching soon. Whoever said eating healthy is boring, does not have flavor, well, I beg to differ, because I'm showing you how to do it with flavor, with style, with pizzazz. So be sure to sign up for the newsletter so you can get notification on launch date for Eat TV. Now let's get back to it. I just named some foods that contain tryptophan. Conversely, relying on sugar and carbohydrates as your main source of fuel can put your blood sugar into a roller coaster. Eventually, that roller coaster comes to a halt because it's going to lead to a crash after the sugar high wears off. This up and down cycle impacts all of your hormones, throwing off your cortisol and your melatonin rhythms. Once you're relying on a clean, sustainable source of fuel that doesn't cause spikes in energy and dips, your sleep quality will improve. Weight loss, in general, will also help lead to improved sleep, especially in someone who has sleep apnea. This is according to Dr. John Lemansky. Getting deeper and more restorative sleep will help your cortisol, which is the stress hormone, helps your cortisol levels stay low, and also keeps those hunger hormones in check. This leads to you having less of a desire to consume glucose and carbohydrates when you sleep well. Number three, following a low-carb diet can help many people manage their type 2 diabetes, since they're less likely to experience blood sugar spikes that can occur on a higher carb diet. Not only that, studies have found that subjects with type 2 diabetes who followed a keto diet experienced improvements in their A1C levels, improvements in lipid profiles, and a correction in diastolic dysfunction in overweight type 2 diabetes patients. High blood sugar is a problem since it can't all get utilized and is instead stored as fat around your liver and your stomach, or as circulating fat throughout the body. Now, when it comes to burning sugar, it's similar to using dirty fuel, because it causes you to refuel more often on sugar, thus increasing your blood sugar levels. On the other hand, when it comes to fat, fat is a clean fuel source that can be fully utilized by your body and lowers your blood sugar. Now, always be sure to check with your medical doctor or your allied health professionals, because following a low-carb diet such as keto, it can put somebody with diabetes at risk for hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. Now let's get into the fourth benefit beyond weight loss. There are a lot of discussions, and some with trepidation, about the effects of eating a keto diet on heart health, particularly since the long-term effects of consuming a diet this high in fat, well, hasn't been studied as long as some of the other diets have been. Now, there was a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that study subjects eating a ketogenic diet had similar weight loss results as a low-fat diet group. However, the keto diet had a better impact on both diastolic and systolic blood pressure. At the end of the 48-week study, 47% of the keto followers had significantly reduced their blood pressure medication. And, in addition to that, a 2017 review published in the Journal of Nutrients found the keto diet improved HDL, which is your good cholesterol levels, while helping reverse the course of type 2 diabetes by controlling blood sugar levels. And the fifth benefit beyond weight loss is it shows promise for reducing cancer risk. Now, there hasn't been extended research using human subjects. However, some research has shown that certain types of cancer cells are fueled by sugar, and that by keeping blood sugar levels in check through a diet like keto, you might lower risk for certain types of cancer. Simply by not giving these cells the fuel they require to grow, you are essentially starving them by fueling your body with healthy fat instead, which is more sustainable for your body immediately and long term. Being in ketosis has the ability to activate human growth hormone, autophagy, and overall metabolism. The sixth benefit beyond weight loss is that it helps you live a longer sustainable life. A recent study conducted in mice, published in the Cell Metabolism, found that eating a high-fat diet, such as keto, may add years to your life. It also illustrated promising results on increased memory, motor function, and overall inflammatory markers. In general, a keto diet has been shown to improve various markers of overall health, including reduced inflammation, brain function, stabilized blood sugar, and weight loss. By improving your overall health, it makes sense that a keto diet would in turn lengthen your lifespan. So no matter where you are in your weight loss journey or your ketogenic diet journey, be sure to stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize. These are my thoughts, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say on the subject matter. Feel free to send your comments or questions to chef-coach@eatlivelovetrain.com or can DM me on Instagram @eatlivelovetrain. As always, I appreciate you tuning in. And remember, we are a reflection of what we eat. I'll see you next time.